Here are the key elements. One, you got to be willing to experience some pain. I know that doesn't sound too terribly exciting, and we have a very short period of time to do this on this tape because they've already been gone for some time, but I'm going to give you a mini version of what I do with people in seminars. And what we're going to do, though, is you've got to be willing to really associate and feel the amount of pain that you have right now and or will have because of these limiting beliefs. Does that make sense? So I can't do it for you, not here anyway, not over this tape, but you've got to do it to yourself. I'll guide you through asking you some effective questions. Then, once we've gotten you to experience pain, primarily we're going to focus on the future because we don't have a lot of time to do what I call a full Dickens. We're just going to use the future, okay? Once we've done that, your brain will be motivated to make a change. That's where we're going to create a new belief, and we're just going to have you see what the positive consequences are and use those by conditioning. So let's begin Dickens. Here's what I want you to do. Take a nice deep breath in, exhale slowly, and I will tell you that if you're doing this in your car, this is not the ideal place to do it. If you're going to do this in your car, I would do it now, and you might want to do this again at home later on. It can be done in the car. Just make sure that you're paying attention to your driving as well, because this may internalize some feelings for you. So again, ideal place would be to stop, pull over, and take 8 minutes to do this with me, or wait till you get home and do this. But make sure you follow through. Don't learn all this stuff and then not apply it. Make sure you follow through and use it right now, or you commit to a time today where you're going to do this Dickens pattern. All right, let's begin. Take a nice deep breath in again. Exhale slowly. Close your eyes. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to think about these two limiting beliefs that you have in your life. These two beliefs that have really held you back in various areas. And what I want you to do is I want you to imagine how much they weigh on your life and feel that weight on your body. And as you do, I want you to think about what are the consequences by having these beliefs. What does it cost you? What does it cost you in the past, and what is it costing you now in your life to have these beliefs? In other words, what are you losing because of these beliefs? What are you missing out on? And be honest with yourself and just don't go, well, I'm missing out on some great relationships. Stop and think about specific relationships that maybe you've never looked at it before, but it's costing you a level of love, a rapport, or connection. And feel how that feels to feel that loss. Again, I'm counting on you to create the real pain in your body. Otherwise, we're wasting our time. Really be willing to feel it. Use a lot of pain in the present to have a lot of pleasure in the future. That's what we're asking you to do. Now, what is it costing you financially? Do these beliefs limit some of the choices you make that affect your finances? Do these beliefs affect your willingness to take some risks, to invest, to go for it? How do these beliefs cost you in your own self-esteem? Having these beliefs, what does it do to your self-confidence? Does it create doubt or strength to have these beliefs? How do you feel about yourself when you live by these beliefs? Do you feel powerful or weaker? How do these beliefs affect your energy level? They create energy or take energy away? What do you think of when you think of yourself living by these beliefs? What do you say to yourself when you look in the mirror and realize that you've allowed these beliefs to control you? Say it to yourself. See it. How does your face look when you think about living with these beliefs and the weight of them pulling you down? Feel how it feels. What kind of role model are you for your children if you have children? What kind of role model are you for anybody? How does it affect you spiritually, your relationship with your Creator? Think of what all the costs are for you physically, financially, emotionally, socially, spiritually. All the areas of your life. Now do this. Take the weight of all of these limitations, all the things you're missing out on, and I want you to pull yourself into the future. And as you go into the future, I want you to step 5 years into the future and make sure you drag with you all of the limiting feelings and experiences and limitations that these beliefs will create for another 5 years, stacking one atop another, like a giant snowball getting bigger and bigger and bigger, pushing you further down. And I want you to step into the future 5 years from now and with you bring all the things you've missed out on, all the pain, all the frustration, all the anger that these beliefs have generated through time, all the things you've given up on. Bring all of that with you. Drag it with you now 5 years in the future. I want you to actually feel yourself going 5 years into the future now. And as you arrive 5 years in the future, I want you to look in the mirror Now, if you don't think you're good at visualizing, feel as if you're looking in the mirror or talk to yourself about these things. And as you come to the mirror, take a look at your face. And how do you look 5 years from now, having lived with all these limiting beliefs and not changed? Not changed at all. What's the price you've paid? Do you look younger or older? More alive or less alive? More energized or less energized? Think about it. Feel it. Actually be there. What's been the price in your self-esteem? How do you feel about yourself, having lived for 5 years with these limiting beliefs and not changing them? What's been the cost to you? That's right. What do you like physically? Did it cause you to gain weight because you didn't like the way you felt, so you tried to distract yourself through food or smoke or drink? What's happened to your physical energy and flexibility? What has it done to you in business or in your career? Have you really gone as high as you could have, or what have you missed out on in your career because you had some of these limiting beliefs? What has it cost you? What's been the price of these beliefs? Again, feel it. Don't just think it. Feel what it would feel like if you're there right now and you paid that price for 5 long years. 5 years of those limitations. 5 years of giving up your power. What's been the price in relationships? Are there any relationships that you're no longer in because of this? What does it cost you in your emotional connection with the people you care about? What's it cost you financially for 5 years? What are the things you didn't do that you should have and you didn't because of your fears about these beliefs? What's been the cost in your whole life? What do you say to yourself as you see yourself 5 years from now in the future with these limiting beliefs controlling your life? Feel it. Now step in the future 10 years from now. Drag 10 years of disappointment with you. 10 years of one failure building on another. 10 years of all the limitations of these beliefs, all the things you've missed out coming with you. 10 years in the future, and now look in the mirror and notice how you feel. You feel older or younger, more alive or less alive? Does your body feel heavier or lighter? Do you feel stronger or weaker? What do you say to yourself as you look at yourself after living this way for a decade, 10 years? What did you give up? What did you give up emotionally? How much frustration have you experienced for 10 years because of these beliefs? How many things were you afraid of? How many things did you not do? How many things did you give up on? How much pain have you experienced because of these lousy little beliefs? What's been the cost for you in your relationships now? Have you even given up on having that level of passion you know you deserved back then? Who's in your life? How do your friends think of you? How do you think of yourself? What's happened to you spiritually? What's happened to you physically? What's happened to you financially and emotionally? What's been the price of these beliefs? Feel it. Feel the pain and make it real for yourself. Step 20 years into the future now and drag 2 decades, 20 years of pain with you all the way, and feel all the things you've missed out on for 20 years culminating on your back. Feel it. Feel all the things you gave up on, all the things you missed out on, all the pain you've experienced because of these limiting beliefs. Look in the mirror and notice what your face looks like, what your body looks like. Are you healthy or not? Are you fatter? Do you feel lighter or heavier? Stronger or weaker? More alive or less alive? More excited or totally depressed and disappointed? Where are you? What's happened to you? What price did you pay for these lousy beliefs? What did it cost you in your relationships? What did it cost you in your career, in your business? What didn't you do because of these beliefs? What didn't you try? What didn't you go for? What does it cost you physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially? What does it cost your family life? What do you say to yourself after 20 years of living this way with these limiting beliefs? Was it worth it? Feel the pain and make it real. See all the prices you've paid, all the things you've given up, all the things you've missed out on your life. How do you feel about your life if you live this way for 20 years? And decide if you're willing to live this way. Are you willing to have this be your destiny? If this is painful enough that you are absolutely committed to never living this way again, your brain will change your beliefs. If not, you better keep working on this till it's really painful. Do whatever it takes. Ask yourself questions. Feel the pain. If you're committed to never having this happen in your life, know that this is only the shadow of the future, as they said, and that this can be changed by you changing your beliefs. Come backwards in time, back to today, and realize that none of this has happened yet, fortunately. Come all the way back to today and realize none of this has happened yet. It doesn't have to happen if you make some changes. And as you do, you may notice that if you did this and you really were feeling the feelings, you may have been bent over as you got older and as you felt more of the weight of those problems. And as you come back today, you may find yourself sitting or standing more upright, breathing more fully, feeling more alive. And you might want to shake your body out and interrupt that pattern, get out of that state completely. Change your physiology, change your state by moving your body around, bounce up and down, move around, breathe, and get completely out of that state. Now, your brain should be at this point very motivated to change these beliefs. It should have associated enough pain,